Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. This one promises to be a fun one because we're going to talk about two of my favorite topics today, doggies and cats, and, well, three of my favorite topics, doggies and cats and live theater, because we're going to open the show talking to our friend Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society about senior dog adoptions and other furry friends news, especially as it relates to summertime. And after the bottom of the hour news and weather break, we'll talk with director Ben Tyler and actress Kathy Dresbach. They are putting on at Stage 2 for the next 6 weekends, starting tomorrow night at Wits End. Irma Bombeck, the beloved longtime humorist and Good Morning America contributor, she was in that humor business for many, many years. She published, I believe, 15 books, 4,000 humor columns. So it'll be a great show to see Kathy and Ben directing Kathy in at Wits End, the Irma Bombeck story. She was quite a sight. And I want to let you know that if you love blues music, hey, come on, get some classic badass blues on Prescott.com. And for baseball, after watching the D-backs unleash 18 runs last night in Texas, they are back home. I hope they saved some of those runs for the for the hitters against the Milwaukee Brewers, because they'll be facing the defending MVP Christian Yelich and the Brewers, starting a 4-game series with Milwaukee with the pregame show tonight at 6 o'clock. The first pitch at 6:40. That is right here on KQ&A. One more sports note, if I may. If you've never listened to Let's Talk Sports on Fridays at 4, you're really missing a treat, because Sanford, Doc, and Mike really have some great interviews, some great commentary on ongoing sports issues. Well, they've been doing this show now for 25 years, exactly 25 years, as of tomorrow. And on tomorrow's show, it's a two-hour show, starting at 4 o'clock, you're going to hear some of the highlights, the very best cuts from 25 years of Let's Talk Sports, the longest-running radio sports show in Arizona. So don't miss that tomorrow. Let's Talk Sports at 4 o'clock. Hey, stay tuned, because we've got Lori Walden coming in from the Prescott Humane Society in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number two. In 1976, the Steve Miller Band said, take the money and run. But where to? How about saving some of it for your retirement? Try saving anywhere from 5 to 15% from every paycheck and watch the savings grow. It's never too late to start. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning and Client One Securities are not affiliated.
25 years, a quarter century, and thousands of customers later, Northern Arizona Woodworking says thank you, Yavapai County, for making this 25-year anniversary possible. Bob Myers and the custom cabinet makers at Northern Arizona Woodworking love the smiles they bring to every home, garage, or office. Now with laminate, quartz, and granite countertops, your one-stop cabinet shop. Call 772-3779 or stop by the showroom on Laredo Drive in Prescott Valley. Cheers to the 25 years Northern Arizona Woodworking. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07, just in time to talk to our monthly visitor, Lori Walden, who is here from the Yavapai Humane Society. Lori, you always bring good news. What do you have for us this time?
I have news that in the last 7 days, we had 51 adoptions.
Wow!
Is that awesome? We had 9 in 2 hours.
9 in 2 hours?
And so it was
there something in the air?
I don't know, but it was like, you know, I always think about that when I'm at Disneyland. It's like, how did all of these people decide to come on this exact day?
When you were coming.
To go to Disneyland. But then you start thinking about it. Okay, so how did all of these people at one time say, you know what? Let's go to Yavapai Humane Society and get a new fur baby.
Isn't that something? You know, let me ask you this. Do you ever ask the people who are coming in, what brought you in today to make that decision?
No. And, you know, that might be something good. Sometimes people say that they see it on Facebook because I post pictures stories on Facebook. And then, you know, they hear it through different things. And, you know, we're in the magazines and everywhere.
Sure.
So, I mean, sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, I saw it on Facebook or whatever. But I've never really, you know, been like, okay, we've got this entire adoptions floor full of people,
sure,
and they're all here to adopt at the same time. And, you know, maybe it was just a calling from the hearts of the fur babies.
Well, and you know, too, I used to work, as regular listeners know, I used to work, of all things, in the funeral and cemetery business. And, you know, I sold a lot of pre-need policies. And whenever someone would come in to the cemetery to buy a pre-need, we always ask them, you know, it's not very common to wake up in the morning and go, hey, let's go buy a pre-need cemetery policy. It just doesn't happen.
No.
So we had to ask them, I'm just curious, what brought you in today? And I'm always curious, when people come into the shelter to adopt a pet, what made them decide this is the day? What have they done to lead up to that point?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting. When I was over there this morning, a lady came in and she goes, I just wanted to know if Portia was still here. And she had specifically, she'd seen her on the website, and they fell in love, and she took her home. And I love that. You know, it's so awesome. So we had 20 cats and 31 dogs go home.
Not only that, but you had a couple of long-term senior pairs that needed to be adopted together, and now they have forever homes.
They have.
Isn't that great?
You know, it just absolutely... You know, I posted on my Facebook post all the time, and I'm just like, I know you guys are sick of seeing, you know, everything that I post is either about animals or inspirational stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why I love my job so much, yeah, is when you see something like this. So we had Chester and Dylan. So they were completely bonded. They were 13 years old. They had to go home together.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an angel in the Verde Valley, and she likes to rescue senior animals. And so she had called, and she was, wait, was Chester, I can't remember if that was them. Well, yeah, I think it is. So she came and got them and just absolutely completely fell in love and knew that they both had to go home. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. she's in Chino, not Verde.
Okay.
And so they... She brought her other dogs. She has five other dogs at home, but she brought one of them, who's the one that's a little bit pickier mm-hmm. than the rest of them.
Sure.
Everybody got along fine, and she took them. And the whole reason she does it is because she doesn't want to see the senior dogs die in the shelters.
Sure, of course.
You know? And she's like, you know what? If they've got a year, if they've got 5 years, if they've got 10 years, you don't know how long they have. I mean, we don't know how long we have. So, you know, just because I'm old and I don't want somebody just letting me sit there.
Well, you know what? I'm a baseball fanatic, and my hero was always the Dodgers announcer, Vin Scully. And he used to describe a ball player who was coming off the disabled list and was about to get back in the lineup. He would say on the radio, he'd say, he's listed day to day. Then again, aren't we all?
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, you mentioned the older dogs. We brought in a dog from a family. The patriarch had died. He had been living alone with this dog. And we had talked to the family, and the family was going to move, get all their stuff, settle the affairs, and go back to California. What about the dog? Mm-hmm. The dog had been there 13 years. Mm-hmm. So we decided to take on the dog, 13 years old, and she has some issues. For one thing, she's deaf as a rock, but she is so loving and so gentle and everything. We just love having her. And we've made the decision that we don't know how much time she has left, but boy, we're going to make sure she enjoys it. And she is.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, this angel did, is she took these two and she sent pictures. And I mean, it's just, you know, they're running around and, you know, people see the senior dogs in the shelter and they're like, well, it's just laying there and it's, you know, not doing anything. Well, you've got to get it out of that atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, number one, they're scared.
Sure.
There's barking going on. We do have, it's really, really awesome. We have classical music piped through the whole shelter now. Mm-hmm. And so it is a lot more calming in there. You hear a lot less barking. But, you know, once you get them out of there, you take them home and they learn, okay, you love me. You know, we're going to go outside for a walk and I'm going to come back in.
We have something new and fresh and exciting.
And it's awesome. And yeah. The other two pair that we had was Milton and Donna, mm-hmm. and they were 12 years old, and they needed to go together, too, and they are a pair, let me tell you. Yeah. But they are just, and they got to go home together, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you get stuff like that and people care, and so I asked her, too. I did the same thing, and I said, why? And she goes, because. She goes, I want to give them whatever time they have left.
Yeah.
In a soft bed, in a home, mm-hmm. with a yard, and love.
And it doesn't take them long to appreciate that and return it, does it?
Exactly, exactly. They know. I mean, I think they just look right into your eyes and they know. It's like with the lady that came today that was looking at Portia. Portia came out and went right in her lap, sat in her lap. I mean, just, it was, you know, just kind of like, are you going to love me? Take
yeah.
me home.
You know, I wonder if the people who took Portia home are fans of Ellen DeGeneres, because Ellen DeGeneres'
exactly.
wife's first name
it's
is Portia.
Portia
de Rossi, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, you've also got some senior animals right now available for adoption. You have descriptions of them here. Tell us about them.
Okay, so we've got Loki. Loki is a Great Dane Labrador Retriever mix. He's about 7. And he is just this big love chunk.
That's what I am, too.
Me, too. He's independent, and he's kind of aloof. So he's not, you know, he's not going to be your let's go run a marathon dog. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, hey, let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
And then you hang out, and I'll hang out. And
sure.
then when I'm ready to hang out again, we'll hang out.
There you go.
So, but he's also a really good protector. So he, you know, he would be completely loyal to you.
Good.
So he's there. We have Coda, who's a pit bull Labrador Retriever mix. He's 9.5. Does not act like it at all. I mean, you take him out and you're like, okay, you are not 9.5. You are 1.5.
Yeah.
And he wants to fetch and play ball and
still,
go for
still
walks.
A puppy at heart.
Exactly. Aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, true. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Bowie, who's a retriever mix. She's 8. She was part of a big hoarding case that we had that came in. I think I told you about it a couple months ago.
We adopted one from a hoarding case last year. And he is just the perfect doggone dog.
Yeah.
He really is.
And so, you know, they, from the hoarding case, we've had a lot of them adopted out already. We were able to take possession of them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are just still a little skittish. Some of them, you know, I mean, they were just in little bitty cages and not treated very well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, our kennels are nice and big. They've got comfy beds in there. They're fed. They're taken for walks. So they're coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bowie just, she's a total lover, but she does need that extra little bit of love,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cuddles, the, and the fact that, you know, she's eight. Everybody just thinks that once a dog is over eight or over seven even, you know, that you don't have any time with them. Well, you know what? You've got a lot of time with them.
Sure.
I mean, it depends on, A, you know, their diet. It's the same as us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're not going to have a good diet, if we're not going to exercise, if we're not going to take care of ourselves, you know, we have enrichment programs for ourselves. We, you know, pray or, you know, do inspirational things or
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that we do. Well, if you do the same thing with animals, I mean, that's just going to elongate their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to leave them sitting in a cage,
yeah.
you know, nobody wants that.
Sure.
So she just needs a little bit more love and more attention.
A little TLC.
Yes. Amelia's a pit bull mix. She's 10. And when I say she's a chunky little love bug, I mean that she's a chunky little love bug.
Mm-hmm.
And, then we have Sting, who's, and I don't even know what this is. It's a Belgian Turverin mix.
Okay.
I should have Googled it, but I didn't. And he's 10, and he was part of that hoarding case too. And he does have some minor health issues, but really he's outgoing and sweet. And like I said, they just need a little bit extra love.
Sure.
Yeah.
And can you quickly go through your cats, senior cats? These are senior
mm-hmm. cats. So Sugar and Pitch, they're 7 and 8. And Zippy, who is 9, they were all brought in. The health of their owner, he couldn't take care of them anymore. But unfortunately, that's 3 senior cats there. Houston is 7. He was a stray. Mango is 6. She was a stray. Seattle is 11. She was a stray. And Barley is 7. And that was a stray, too. And there's more. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even list them all for you.
Yeah.
And we actually just got in an animal that was surrendered because the family has to move. They've had this cat for 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
The cat is 20 years old.
Wow.
It will be up for adoption. Right now, we have it in isolation. Well, we actually have it in like a behavior isolation.
Yeah, sure.
Just because, I mean, you can only imagine 20 years.
Having to change to a new owner, a new situation.
And all of a sudden, where am I? I'm in this cage. I don't have, where's my mommy and daddy?
Yeah.
But the owners, I mean, it broke their heart. But there was just no way where they were going that they could take it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, this cat, though, is still a little spunkster.
There you go.
You know, as they are. But
well, these senior animals are very affordable. Plus, if you're over 60, it's even more affordable, isn't it?
Correct. Senior animals over 7 are only $50.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 60, you get $50 off any adoption. Do we need to do the math there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
wow.
And really any dog that you want, you know, even if it's not a senior dog, if you come in and you see one that's, you know, 3 years old,
mm-hmm.
and so it's just $50 off the regular adoption fee there.
And you've also got a bargain for any dogs who have been there over 30 days, including you have a real sweet pit bull mix named May, who's ready to go home, isn't she?
May is ready to go home. She's been there for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why. I honestly don't know why. She's a lover. All our volunteers love her.
Yeah.
And anybody that comes in to see her, they're like, okay, we're just going to go home and think about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. And they don't. And so any dog who's been there over 30 days is only $30. So
how do you beat that?
I know. If you're looking for a little love, and it's been here for longer than 30 days and you want May, come down and see her and take her out in the Bark Park and just spend some time with her because she, like I said, she's only $30.
Well, that's great to hear. And how can people contact the Yavapai Humane Society?
They can reach us at 445-2666.
And that is Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. We will see you again on the third Thursday next month.
Sounds good. Can't wait.
With good good news again. And don't forget also, we want to mention the Yavapai Humane Society's thrift store.
Oh, yes.
On Iron Springs Road, right?
Yes.
Right across from the Boulders.
Correct? Yes.
There you
yes.
go. Great place to stop by. Get yourself a good bargain, all for a good cause. Lori Walden, YHS, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned because we've got a couple of people coming in to talk about Irma Bombeck, who is coming to Stage 2, that is three dumpsters down from the main stage. That's right behind Peregrine Books. We'll talk about that in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood and KQNA.com.
Worry-free luxury? 0% for 72 months. That's Buick. That's Finley Buick in Prescott with thousands in summer savings. Take 28% off MSRP on a new 2019 Buick Envision Preferred. With a Finley Buick discount of $99.35, your price is a low $24,971. Take 27% off MSRP on a new 2019 Buick Encore Preferred. With a Finley Buick discount of $7,000, you can take the keys for only $18,785. Take 18% off MSRP on a new 2019 Buick Enclave Essence. Discount of $88.55, and it's in your driveway for a low $39,990.
We guarantee to better any other Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year.
Finley Buick in Prescott at FinleyBuickGNC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dot fees. Stock numbers B41727, B43341, B42701.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Yeah. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrient Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The D-backs host the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at 6. Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 225. We have Ben Tyler and Kathy Dresbach. Did I pronounce that right, Kathy?
Indeed, you did. Thank you.
Very, very good. And you guys are taking part in a Stage 2 production. It's got to be a lot of fun. It's going to be there for 6 weekends, and that starts tomorrow, correct?
We open tomorrow and run through the 25th of August.
And it is called At Wit's End, Irma Bombeck, and anybody who is anybody, and has read newspapers and watched Good Morning America and just kind of kept up with good humor, knows who Irma Bombeck is. Let me ask Ben Tyler, the director of the show.
Yeah.
How do you direct a one-woman show in a little tiny black box theater like Stage 2?
Well, you know, I think that theater really lends itself to a show like this because, the way this is written, it's as if you're sitting in Irma's kitchen.
Yeah.
And she's just talking to a neighbor or somebody mm-hmm. like that, you know? So it's what we call in the theater biz an intimate theater.
Yes.
Which is really, it does really well for a show like this. As a matter of fact, Kathy and I saw a production in a really big theater, somebody else performing it, and it just doesn't have what it needs. It needs to be in a smaller space.
You need to feel like you're sharing a cup of coffee with her, don't you?
Yeah.
Exactly, because I talk to the audience the whole show.
Sure.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not now, like a regular proscenium play.
Is your set like a kitchen in a dining room or something? Or what?
We have a kitchen represented, a bedroom represented, and a living room represented.
Mm-hmm.
With just, you know, a little piece of furniture here and there. It's not literal, but you get the idea.
Now, this is a pretty quick show, correct?
It's just a little over an hour.
Really?
One act. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's a one-person show, right?
Right.
So you are the full center of attention for the whole show. Is that good or is that distracting for you?
It's good for me. It took a while to, you know, get into the skin of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first one-woman show I've ever done.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work.
And, you know, speaking of a one-woman show, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't this play written by the same people who wrote Red Hot Patriot about Molly Ivins?
Yes. Actually, it's a pair of sisters. And they wrote the play about Molly Ivins, and then they mm-hmm. wrote this about Irma Bombeck, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the reason this works particularly well for Irma Bombeck is those of you who have either read her books or her newspaper articles, it's like she was talking directly to you.
Yeah.
And that's the whole feel of this play, and so it makes sense in more cases than I've seen with other one solo shows, one person shows, because it is exactly how she wrote.
Yeah.
And it definitely has that feel. And Kathy does, of course, I'm a little prejudiced, but Kathy does a bang up job with it. We produced this down in Fountain Hills about a year and a half ago. And it did really well. I mean, mm-hmm. we sold out the whole run. We had to add performances. And, you know, I think even for a younger generation that this material still really carries. I mean, her subject matter was the family.
Yeah.
And families are still families. That's just, you know, what it is.
It's a universal topic.
Exactly.
Some of the stuff is maybe a little bit dated, but that's okay. I mean, I don't think...
So are most of us in Norman, Arizona.
I don't think it loses any of the poignancy about it at all.
Yeah, she deals in universal truths.
You know what? Because I've had this discussion with other people from the PCA and with published authors. You know, we talk about what humor really is. And, you know, why is it that 1960s sitcoms are still laugh-out-loud funny and Shakespeare is often very, very funny when, in fact, so many current contemporary shows are not? And I think what happens is when you're watching a 2019 TV show, you can almost tell when the writer's room has been trying to top each other, you know, with some kind of a snarky pop culture reference, when nobody really talks that way.
Exactly.
And when you look at the classic humor and the stuff Irma was talking about, even Shakespeare, it's funny because it's the human condition.
Right.
That never really changes. It's evergreen.
You know, I think a lot of people forget that in her day, when she was still writing, a lot of the stuff she said was controversial
mm-hmm.
because she was saying things that people thought,
yeah,
but would never say.
At least not.
They would think about their kids in a particular way when they weren't particularly happy with
mm-hmm.
them, or something like she went through a spate with breast cancer.
Yeah,
and nobody was talking about breast cancer out in public.
Sure,
and she was one of the first people to do that, and I think it did a lot with helping people understand that
mm-hmm.
and to not be squeamish about it.
Yeah.
And people also, when I think she first got started, really held motherhood in this reverence And she was willing to talk about it like it really was, to what it was like to be a mother.
Yeah.
Like
in the trenches.
In the trenches.
Like defrosting pork chops under your armpits.
Yeah, sure. Sure. I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Irma who said one day, as she was getting older, she said, "My husband and I are at the age now where foreplay consists of checking each other for lumps."
Yeah, that sounds like her.
That sounds like her. Yeah, yeah, it really does. And you know, you look at her humor. Well, you know, for her time, it was a little bit edgy, mm-hmm. But it was also the kind of humor the whole family could enjoy and talk about and laugh. And you look at how that progressed or regressed, depending upon your point of view. Because I look at, say, Roseanne Barr. Mm-hmm. Because Roseanne Barr started out as a nightclub comic talking about the being a housewife, or she called it a domestic goddess.
Yeah,
and
right.
It was kind of like Irma Bombeck, but an R-rated version.
Right.
Like that.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. And she was talking about pretty much the same topics, but a little meaner, a little rougher, mm-hmm. and of course now you can turn on cable and listening online to stuff where, wow, where did we go? But again, it's like when you look back at classic movies and things and classic TV shows. There were no profanities, there was mm-hmm. no nudity, there was no violence, but we really enjoyed it. Mm. Isn't that amazing?
Well, and the profanity that pervades a lot of movies and stage plays today is a lot of it's unnecessary.
It's lazy writing.
It's lazy. And funny is funny. You don't need to throw in
the profanity
to make it funny.
Did you see either of the Deadpool movies?
No.
There's a couple scenes where Ryan Reynolds, as the snarky, quipping superhero, looks right at the camera and says, "Oh, that was lazy writing." And that's why it's funny, because we recognize that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a lot more about At Wits End, the Irma Bombeck show coming to Stage 2, three dumpsters down from the main stage, right behind Peregrine Books in Prescott, as we talk more with Kathy and Ben about At Wits End. That's coming up right after a check with local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Young adults, prepare to become a professional helicopter pilot in 2 years. The Aerospace Science Degree Program offered through Yavapai College prepares students for a career in aviation. Guidance Aviation has provided collegiate helicopter pilot training at the Yavapai Regional Airport since 1998. Their degree program prepares students for instrument, commercial, and certified flight instructor helicopter pilot license. Guidance Aviation offers a private helicopter pilot license separately. For information, go to guidance.aero.
Bring the whole family to Chase Field this weekend for Kids Free. Kids 15 and younger get a free ticket to any D-backs versus Brewers game this weekend. Visit dbacks.com/kids. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
This is Lieutenant Corey Kassoon from the Prescott Police Department. The Prescott Police Department would like to remind you that parking in the downtown area is at a premium during the summer event season. Overtime parking is of particular concern. Please be aware of the location you are parked in and the time restrictions in that area. The Granite Street Parking Garage is another parking option with no time restrictions. The lot behind Bashford Courts may also be a viable parking option. Time restrictions apply. Both lots are free with the exception of certain downtown public events. Thank you for your cooperation.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is yrmchealthconnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 18th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and Treasurer's Office are trying to resolve the case of a Mesa veteran whose mobile home deputies seized over back taxes.
Disabled vet Jim Borner's mobile home tax bill was $641. He paid $405 of it, intending to pay the rest by the June 30th deadline. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office didn't see any record of the payment and sold his trailer out from under him. Deputy Chief Henry Brandemark.
We're not heartless. We don't want to put people out on the street. We understand sometimes a partial payment's the best people can do. The issue here is that there was no documentation on the treasurer's side.
But Deputy Treasurer Ron Bellis argues Borner's payment record was there and had until this June 30th to pay the taxes in full. Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery is reviewing the matter. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Sunny, dry, breezy, and very warm today and through your KQ&A weather weekend, blowing in midweek monsoons with daily highs near 91 today through Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear 63. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny today, daily highs around 105 today through Saturday, 103 Sunday, and overnight low a mostly clear 68 with rain coming Tuesday and Wednesday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperort, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperort of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:40. We're talking about Irma Bombeck and about the stage shows, including At Wit's End coming to Stage 2. And you've got 6 weekends of shows directed by Ben Tyler, starring the one-woman actress in the show, Kathy Dresbach. Ben, tell me how you first became aware of Kathy's talents and how many years ago that goes back.
Well, actually, it's easy for me to remember because I met Kathy when I was 20 years old. So that's been
5 years.
43 years ago.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, and we met at the drama department at Phoenix College, and we formed a sort of very irreverent comedy troupe out of that. 4 people, 3 guys and a gal. Kathy was the gal. And that's how long we've known each other, and we've worked in writing sketch comedy and acting together. Kathy has directed a play that I wrote. I have directed her in this. So, I mean, we've really known each other for, I can't think of anybody else I've known longer than you.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not a family member.
Yeah. We both worked together on a television show in Arizona. You're new to Arizona, so you may not have heard.
Actually, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you may not have heard of the Wallace and Ladmo show.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. But
in fact, my late boss, Ken Byers, used to work with Pat McMahon all the time.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And Pat's still kicking around Phoenix. He's still on the air He's indestructible.
In fact, the show that he does, the Prescott version of that, we used to have a half-hour version of it here called Morning Scramble, and then Sandy and Friends, and the host in the Prescott segment was Sandy Moss. Whenever Sandy would go on vacation, I would host the show for
him. Oh, yeah. That was AZTV, right?
AZTV, that's right. Yeah, over on Tower Road, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And so tell us about, you've been in Phoenix doing stage shows for a long
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
Tell me about, because my regular listeners know, when I lived in Los Angeles, I used to go to the Casting Network in mm-hmm. Valley Village, and I would do my sides for plays in front of casting directors and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the casting process when you're casting or auditioning people for a play.
Well, you know, it's the theater community, even though Phoenix is, I think, the 5th largest city in the country, the theater community in just about any city is pretty small,
mm-hmm.
Comparatively speaking. So everybody pretty much knows everybody. And I think that's probably as true in Los Angeles as it is in Phoenix. At least the people who are working, they all know each other.
Yeah.
So
you know, a small community,
yeah.
The working community in theater, yeah,
exactly.
In showbiz.
Exactly. So, you know, many times you might read a play, you get hired to direct a show, and you read it, and you think, oh, so-and-so would be just perfect for this role, mm-hmm. you know? But then you have an audition, and somebody comes in and can easily change your mind, you know? So the enjoyment that I and satisfaction that I get from directing is really different than acting. You know,
mm-hmm.
acting is
sure.
You get it in the moment from the audience, if it's a drama or a comedy or whatever like that. But as a director or as a playwright, to be able to sit in the audience and see the audience respond as you had hoped them to. That's the real satisfaction there, I
mm-hmm.
think.
You were mentioning a person who can change your mind about the casting, take the role in a different direction, and get the role. Kathy, have you ever auditioned for a role and been convinced on the way home, I haven't got a prayer, and the phone call comes, you got the role?
Absolutely. And,
really?
And the opposite of that, too, where
yeah.
I left the audition
you
thinking, I nailed it,
yep.
and the call doesn't come.
Now, I have to ask you, have both of you seen the movie La La Land?
Yes.
That's an actor's, you know, identity right there. There's
mm-hmm.
a scene in La La Land I'm sure really resonated with you. Emma Stone is preparing for the audition of her life, and she goes up to give her 3-minute read, and in the middle of it, someone knocks on the door, and they wave her in, right in the middle of her sides. And I'm in the audience just going, oh, my God. gosh, I can't believe that.
And you know, Emma aren't always treated with the greatest of respect.
Oh. No, no, they're not. But I will say this. Emma Stone got her start in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's right.
Valley Youth Theater, and worked with a fellow named Bob Cooper there, who she mentioned when she got her Oscar.
She also worked with, I believe, Adi Bryant from SNL.
That's right. Yeah. That's another actress who started out in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I've heard, I used to attend not only the casting things at the in Valley Village, but I also went to a screenwriting seminar led by Sid Field, the late script doctor. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how important it is when you write any kind of production, be it a screenplay, TV show, movie, whatever, you have to pull in the emotion. And it's the same training that I got when I was in commission sales years ago. If you don't go for the heart, the brain won't follow. Still true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just human nature. Mm-hmm. People are just hardwired that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you figure that out, it can move mountains pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about the casting process, and I've told this story on the air a half dozen times, so I'll have to indulge it one more time. Have you ever heard how you remember the movie Carrie with Sissy Spacek?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever hear how she got that role?
No.
Stephen King had written the book. And Brian De Palma was the director, and they were holding, you know, casting auditions for it. And you had all these, you know, young Hollywood actresses, these young starlets show up, and they're all poofed up and everything, and perfect makeup and perfect hair. Well, they obviously hadn't read the book. Sissy Spacek had. And Sissy Spacek showed up for the audition. She hadn't washed her hair in 3 weeks. She had hand-me-down clothes. She slunk around like she was a terrified puppy. And the casting director said, "My God, that's Carrie." And she got the part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another thing, too, about the casting thing, which the casting directors that I talked to described how what you just did. Sometime you'll have an idea what this character should be, and someone comes in and blows you away, and you go, "That's the person."
Mm.
That's the person. So I have to ask you, when you watch a TV show or a movie that pretends to be about showbiz, how many times do you roll your eyes and go, "Not really, come on"?
Kathy?
Name a movie about show business.
One of my favorites, All That Jazz, about Bob Fosse, and because he was trying to burn the candle at both ends, mm-hmm. doing a movie and a play at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I've known people like that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the stuff is accurate. Some of it, and I think that as a writer, sometimes I recognize that you have to be able to take license with things,
sure,
to make them work. But you know, speaking of situations where one actor gets a role and you thought it was going to be somebody else, the story I always have heard was Ronald Reagan was supposed to be Rick in Casablanca, and it ended up being Humphrey Bogart. Ooh. And when you see that movie, it's just hard to ever think of Ronald Reagan as Rick.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, the ginger instant.
Yeah, she has to walk into mine.
Yeah, she walks into
mine. Did you ever hear, by the way, how Reagan got his show business break?
No.
This has to do with, believe it or not, the Chicago Cubs. Because Philip Wrigley, who owned the Cubs in Wrigley Field, also owned Santa Catalina Island.
Yeah.
And that's where the Cubs had their spring training.
Oh.
Well, Reagan at the time was an announcer, baseball announcer for WHO in Des Moines. And being a Cubs affiliate, he was invited to cover the Cubs at spring training at Catalina. And when he went there, and this is in the early 40s, when he went there, a lot of the people said, "You know, you're a really good-looking guy. Have you ever considered an acting career?" And he made some contacts who had him audition in Los Angeles, 26 miles across the sea. Right?
Santa Catalina's waiting
there,
for me.
There you are. And that's how he got his break in showbiz.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Well, I have heard that he used to get the baseball scores over the old wires,
and he crackle a stick to create.
Yeah, and he would announce it like he was watching the game, and made up the whole thing on the radio. So
yeah,
it's kind of
a
skill.
And that goes to the old thing about theater, about radio being theater of the mind,
mm-hmm.
because you have to let your voice and your inflection create the pictures in
mm-hmm.
your mind.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: why has it always seemed that the movie or the play, the book is better than either one? Is it because when people read the book, they're interpreting it through their own prism?
In a novel, you can go on forever with descriptions and things like that. There is no time limit. I mean, a novel is like a baseball game. You never know when it's going to be over. It could go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about writing a play, which I can speak to, is an audience probably has these days, with an intermission, they probably got about 2 hours, maybe 2 hours and 15 minutes of attention in them. And that's got to be, you know, you got to have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it forces you to write very economically.
Yeah.
And also, it's all first-person dialogue. There's no narration. There's no, he walked into the room and looked at her eyes and knew that this, you know, it all has to be. And I like that about it. I like the efficiency that it takes to write a play.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you
know,
if I could just get back to Irma Bombeck for a second.
Please do, sure. That was what we were here for.
Well, no, I mean, that is it with her. She is so efficient in the way she writes. A setup and get to the punchline and still paint a picture. She was a master at that, or maybe a mistress, I should say. But
economical, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, too, about her writing, she was in a lot of health issues for life.
Yes. Well, I mentioned breast cancer earlier, and then she had kidney issues.
Yeah.
And that's what finally ended her life was the kidney issues.
But isn't it amazing how many people she struck a chord with across every demographic?
Well, you know, I mean, her column was called At Wit's End. And when I think of Irma Bombeck, that's what I think of is wit.
Mm-hmm.
She had sharp wit.
Mm-hmm.
She could make something funny and just turn it on a dime. And she also had, I think, a very kind of dry sense of humor, where she would understate an absolute disaster, something that happened, and her understatement of it is what made it so funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really hope that people will remember that about her and come out and see what we're doing with this play, because it's all Irma.
That's for sure.
And even if you've never heard of Irma Bombeck, come see the show, because it is funny. You will laugh.
It is a very funny show, and we look forward to seeing it, because you have 6 weekends to do it, don't you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And tomorrow night's opening night, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we've already sold out some performances, so you know, don't let any grass grow on this. You want to tell them how to get a ticket?
Yeah, I can tell you that right there.
Okay.
Go to pca-az.net or call the box office at 445-3286, and it is in the little Greenwich Village style black box theater, right?
Yes.
Even with the light bulb over the door in the alley.
That's right.
Just like the little tucked away places in Greenwich Village.
It's got a lot of character.
And charm.
And you're right there. It's an intimate show, isn't it?
Yes.
So go see Kathy and say hello to Ben to see At Wit's End, the Irma Bombeck production at Stage 2. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because I got some final thoughts and Monday's guests coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you've been a victim of consumer fraud, you're not alone. I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, and I'm here to fight for you. Since 2015, my office has helped secure more than $80 million in consumer restitution and recoveries for all kinds of fraud. Sales fraud, repair fraud, phone fraud, and more. But we can only help if you report them. If you've encountered fraud, please file a complaint with my office today at azag.gov. That's azag.gov.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And keeping the entertainment theme, a movie screening for the final time tonight at the Harkins 14, or maybe today already, include John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, Late Night, Rocket Man, The Other Side of Heaven 2, Fire of Faith, and Wish Man. You can go to Harkins.com for your showtimes. Keep in mind, today they debuted The Lion King, and that'll be there for quite a while, as well as a couple other new films, including the Jesse Eisenberg movie, The Art of Self-Defense, which kind of takes Fight Club and The Karate Kid and adds cultism to it. And there's also a movie called Echo in the Canyon. It's a documentary about the 1965 through 67 rock, pop, and folk music scene in L.A.'s Laurel Canyon. So it'll be worthwhile for music buffs. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed by Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable with Sanford and Chuck, and Diamondbacks Baseball at 6. And then join me back here Monday with Neil Thomas for the Whiskey Rose Shootout with the Prescott Regulators and a chat with our old buddy Jerry Stewart about his recent trip to Russia. That is Q&A Monday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.